Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. We are most definitely in a transition period at the local markets. Summer produce is phasing out and autumn crops are coming in. Now, one of my favorite things to look for are the winter squashes, those long-lived vegetables that are so versatile and so tasty. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, you're also a big fan.
Oh, yes. I think everyone knows sort of the ones you see all the time, butternut squash, acorn squash. The ones you should look for, I think, are delicata squash, which are long, sort of almost cucumbery looking things with yellow green stripes, and kubocha squash, which kind of look a greenish pumpkin. All these guys, they're all delicious and they're very fun to work with. Interesting enough, one of my favorite things to do with them, there's a sort of an Italian dish style of cooking called agrodolce, which is sort of sweet and spicy at the same time. And so the nice thing about delicata is you can eat the skin. So you can just, because you got to peel those other guys and they're a little unwieldy, you know, they're a little tough to work with when you're trying to peel them. So just be careful doing that. But you just basically start to brown these guys in some olive oil. I throw in some thinly sliced chilies. And then the sweet sour thing is going to be vinegar and honey or brown sugar, often some dried fruit like raisins and some crushed red pepper flakes. And you just cook these. They start to brown up on the edges. The honey and everything will start to caramelize. It's a beautiful, it's like a very warm looking dish. And I think it adds the sort of earthiness of the squash is really comes alive with that sweet and sour agrodolce finish. And so it's a great dish to do. Once you do it one time, I think you're going to kind of make it all the time because it's that good.
It sounds like there's an awful lot going on flavor-wise.
Yeah, for sure. I always feel like you can treat these winter squash just like you would treat sweet potatoes. So you could certainly make a mash of these things. You could certainly roast them. But especially I like the kubocha squash used to make gnocchi instead of potato. So same thing, just roast them like you would a potato till they're soft, rice them, and then do the same exact gnocchi recipe you would use for potatoes. You know, some egg and some flour, and then, you know, make the dumplings, obviously by hand, roll them out, roll them down a fork, cook them in boiling water, chill them in ice water, and then pan fry them to caramelize them, and then you can toss them in your favorite sauce. But any one of these squash makes a really cool gnocchi.
Well, that sounds wonderful. Any other ideas?
Maybe my mind's on Italy these days, but I love to thinly taking butternut squash, especially the long top part of the neck, and thinly slicing it as thin as you can and layering that into your lasagna. It gives the lasagna just this incredible different dimension. I tend to just do bechamel and nutmeg. I don't do a red sauce lasagna for this, more of the white sauce style, but you can certainly do the red sauce version. But layering it in between the bechamel and the pasta with these thin slices of winter squash and then roasting it's really out of this world.
Oh, man, we're going to put all of these ideas on the website so you can try them at home. Jerry, I'm so tempted.
Good.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you're listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.